This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. The annual migration of Cirrus aircraft owners is underway in Duluth this weekend, and it opened with a bang. Former CEO Alan Klapmeyer announced Thursday he's putting together a group to buy the Vision SF-50 jet program from the company he founded with his brother Dale 25 years ago. But current CEO Brent Wouter says Cirrus remains firmly committed to the jet and wonders about the timing of Klapmeyer's announcement. We reached Wouter's on his cell phone, so we apologize for the variable sound quality.
Okay, Brent, from your perspective, what is this deal all about? And how is Cirrus dealing with it?
Well, it's interesting that, we have a big customer event today, and obviously the announcement of this from Alan's perspective is timed accordingly. But the bottom line is this. Cirrus is absolutely committed to the JET program. The program is making very good progress. We have completed flight testing of the prototype. We have largely defined and finished the loft for both the wing and the fuselage, which defines the outer shape of all of those items. And we're heading into the detailed design phase, which is 18 to 21 months of engineers with their heads down, focused on designing all of the internal systems and components and airframe that associate with the project. So we're making great progress. We've always said that the program we need external capital, and so we've looked at external capital. We have a couple ways to do it, both on our internal cash flow, as well as we could perhaps go faster, and certainly go faster if we had external capital. And so we're out looking for that external capital, and we have some very good opportunities. But one of the things that came about, Alan certainly has always had a passion for this product, and he expressed an interest in perhaps getting involved and, to use the words that were put out this morning, acquiring the JET program. But we've always viewed that as, we always view, the JET as a key part of our growth story going forward. But I think from a fiduciary standpoint, we certainly want all avenues of available capital to get the program done. What's most important to us is to get the program done. And if Alan has expressed an interest, there's he's got a capability to look at it. So we want to look at that as another avenue that might yield something. But that doesn't change the fact that we're absolutely committed to it. We think that we're going to be continuing to do it within Cirrus for until it's ready to bring to market. We respect his interest, and we want to hear what he has to say, but at this juncture, there's nothing really, we haven't heard whether he has interested parties or whether he's got something to offer. So.
Okay, so in your opinion, was his announcement premature?
Well, you may have to ask him that. I think from our standpoint, there's... we're certainly not familiar with anything that he might be proposing.
Well, the whole tone of his announcement was that there are active negotiations going on.
I think you'd have to ask him about that. We don't. That's not the way we view it. That's certainly not the way our board and our private equity firm and myself view it.
Okay. What are the plans for the JET for the coming year and particularly Oshkosh and that sort of thing? Is it going to be flying and on display?
Yes, it will be both on display. We have a new mock-up as well as the prototype. Both will be there at Oshkosh, flying and in just static display, and we look forward to showing people that. But I think at this juncture, we're really transitioning from early prototype flight tests and the loft released now into a detailed design phase. So the challenge of that is there aren't a lot of externally visible milestones that you hit. It's a lot of engineers with their heads down at computers making sure that that detailed designs and structure and all of those things are finalized and are under work. And that'll take, that'll take 18 to 21 months, as I said.
Okay. Is this something of a distraction in that work?
Oh, no. I think, you know, listen, Alan's intentions are noble, and we're making great progress, and there's nothing that's going to get in the way of that. I don't think. Look, we'd like to be going faster, frankly, and we're trying to continue to focus on the program, and if he can come up with a proposal, we're willing to listen.
This has been Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.